Okay, we're learning Mishnah's Erev in Daf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the Mishnah of Beis Amud Beis. We mentioned this Mishnah a little bit earlier in the Perek. Talk to Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Heter that you're allowed to make Pasiv Rois, so the Tanakam, which is Rabbi Kiva, says, Echad Bar Harabim, Sai, if it's a Bar Harabim, or Be'er Harabim. A Bar is like a pit that holds water, and Be'er is a well, like a spring water. Or Be'er HaYachid, Oisin Lam Pasim. You're allowed to make pasim for that. Avla bara yachid, oislam mechitza gvar yutvachim. But a bara yachid, you can't use pasim. You have to make a regular mechitza of 10 tvachim. Why can't you make pasim? Because we're worried that it might dry up and they're not going to realize it and they keep on carrying. And because of that gzeiro, we said you can't make pasim. Because midrabanan, you're not like carrying pasim. If it dries up, the only hetter is only because of the water. If the water dries up, you can't do it. Therefore, they said that if it's a bar hayachid where it's going to dry up, you have to take a mechitza. And what's the mile of bar harabim? Bar harabim, since there's a lot of people involved, they'll remind each other and say, look, it's dried up. And then by be'er, it doesn't usually dry up, so it's not a problem. So that's the mile you have a be'er. One mile is enough. Either rabim, where they remind each other, or be'er. Either one's enough. The Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, Imer, ain't oisin pasim ala be'er harabim bavad. You only do pasim only for be'er, and it has to be a rabim. It has to have two malusas, like Rashi says. One malusa is that it's a rabim, that they remind each other. And number two, it's a be'er, it doesn't usually dry up. But everything else is also. Ulashar oisim chaguru gvaya as far as talking about anything else, which means a bar harabim, or bar hayachid, or be'er hayachid. You have to think chagura as far as talking. What does chagura mean? So Tosfos learns perish mechitza, means a mechitza, which means the same thing like Rabbi Kiva said, the thing that doesn't work pasim means a mechitza. Rashi says Loshon Hekev Shel Chavolim, and it sounds like for Rashi that you can make this is like an in between kula. You can use a mechitza gerua, which we call mechitza gerua, which means a rope mechitza, which works with lavud, which works with only shesi or only erev. That's a Rashi learning, and for some reason there'll be a kula. It's not clear what's pshat in Rashi. So we from Mufarish like Rashi. There's a Tosfos after Chesam and Aleph that says a different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He says Yehuda ben Bava is a different pshat. Why need bear harabim? Because you need a be'er, because the only het there is be'er mayim chayim. Pasim is only by mayim, it's royal adam, which is dafka be'er mayim chayim. A bar is not royal adam. That's what has to be a be'er. The mashal they explains it has to be a rabbin. Why? Because it also has to be tzarech a rabbin. The two malusas has to be a be'er, which is royal adam, which is a gemara, really. That's what Tosfos kasha on Rashi. That's a gemara. It sounds like there's some kind of vart of chazal adam. And number two, it has to be a rabbin, like the mashal says, al tzarech a rabbin. That's a different pshat, Yehuda ben Bava, not like Rashi's pshat. This Tosfos is on Daf Chesam Aleph, the second Tosfos de Maschal Bar over there on Daf Chesam Aleph. So, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Amash Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yisrael says the same, Rabbi Yehuda, Amash Shmuel, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that the only time Pasib Barois is allowed is only by a Be'er, Harabim, only by a Mayim Chaim, Be'er, only by a spring water, only by a Rabim. On Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Amash Shmuel, Hutu Pasib Barois, El Be'er Machaim Bavad. At a different time, he said over also that we paskin lehutu pasiv erois ala be'er mayim chayim levad, only by a fresh water be'er. So it's the same psak, or hudu bava and be'er mayim chayim. What's the vat? Why do I say it twice? Why do I say the same thing twice? B'tzricha. The yeshmi alocha hudu bava, if you only said alocha hudu bava, hava mina derabim vafilu mechnosim. If you said hudu bava, you would think that when Rav hudu bava says be'er harabim, it doesn't mean dafka of be'er. It can mean a bar also, as long as it's a rabbin. He might say, he says be'er harabim. Vayetoli be'er harabim. Lafukim Rabbi Kiva. He's just coming to exclude Rabbi Kiva's halacha that a be'er hayochid is good. He says, no, it has to be a rabbin. But maybe, fear of Yudim Bava, the Iker emphasis is on the rabbin. And even bar rabbin be good. Kamash Vilon, the second Rabbi Yudim Shmuel, that the lehutu v'hasbra is a little be'er mayim chayim. It has to be dafka spring water. Viashmina bear maim chayim. We only said the spring, the paskin that you need spring water, have a mean a loyish rabbin to yachr. Could be anything, bear yachr, bear rabbin. Kamash blon, lochim yom bava, there has to be a bear rabbin. So a kabbalim comes out, the halacha lamaisa, the only time they were mat, the passive rise is be'er harabim bavad. And we saw before that according to Rashi, at least, and other Rishonim, it doesn't have to be dafka by the regalim, the other mitzvahs also. That could allow it, the mitzvah of going to Masifta also be a heter of this Be'er HaRabim. But like Kabbalah comes out, there has to be a Be'er HaRabim Dafka, that's the heter of making passive rites. Zog the Gemara weiter. This Mishnah is in a talk about exclusively only about karfif, the halachas of hukah fadiru that we mentioned a lot of times quickly. The shal of hukah fadiru. There's a lot of different shittas in this Mishnah. Mekotze alakotze, you know, different shittas, and we'll explain as we go along. Va'oid amre hudam abava. I mean, besides Rehudam abava, just told us about a be'er, Rehudam abava told us another halacha. And Rehudam abava says halacha like this. Hagina va'karfif, it's in the same way for Rehudam abava, that you can't have an enclosure bigger than 70 amas or 70 amas, even if it's hukah fadiru. That's the way Rashi learns. Va'oid amre hudam abava. Hagina va'karfif, shem shivim amas v'shirayim al amas v'shirayim. It's 70 amas and a little bit, which is 2/3 of an amma by 70 and 2/3 of an amma. Hamukefes gedek gvoya asar tochim. It's 10 tfachim, had a wall 10 tfachim high. Metal t'masoicha, you carry inside it. Uvavach yeheba shamira. Has to be inside there a house for the shomer, a beis dira or a house. Or you say smucha le'ir, or to be next to the city. Rashi says, if it's next to the city, then daita l'shtamish v'tamid. You're planning on using it a lot, and it's called hukah v'dira. So what does the Tanakhama Rehudam Bava say? That even if it's hukah v'dira, it has a limit. It can't be bigger than 70 amos, 70 amos. According to Rehudam Bava, you can't have a Rosh Hashanah bigger than 70 amos, 70 amos.
What is officially a karfif?
What?
What is officially a karfif used for? What is it?
A karfif just is an open area. There's no exact thing for a karfif. A karfif is something that we give a name as an open field. Now, there's a karfif hukah v'dira, which means it's used to fell anything that's diridic. And this thing is not hukah v'dira, like a garden. A garden, a lot of times, a gina, something's not hukah v'dira. Or has water in it, a lake. Could be a shiloh, we'll learn about it, the Mesh Shem, Adav Chavdal, if it's hukah v'dira or not. All these type of things. There's a rechava, there's a muksa, there's a chotzer, all different type of properties. But karfif is a general term for a property that is not used as a chotzer. It's not a courtyard. Basically, it's not a courtyard. Any karfif is not a courtyard. So Rehudam Bava is saying, this is if you Rashi's out, the Aruch Shem are arguing this. Rashi is learning that a gina and a karfif really includes any enclosure, even if it has a hukah v'dira. He says it can't be more than 70 amos, 70 amos, which is a big chiddush. That anything bigger than 70 amos, 70 amos is not a gush yachid, which is a very big chiddush. Which is a very big chiddush. Then Taisus talks about this, and he mutches with this Rashi. And he says, "May Rashi holds. If you look at the end of Tosfos Bava, the last few words, there's a Rashi. Shem Yeshachalik the Bedir Vesaro Muksa Vechotza Fisha Tashmisham Rav. Since it's very much used as a Dira Dik, I feel Yosei Yud Kurim Al Karfif. Like he mutches with this Rashi, but Pashup Shad sounds like Rashi that Rehudam Bava holds that you can't have bigger than 70 amps, 70 amps, even if it's Hukav Adir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, we don't pass Rehudam Bava. Rehuda Aimer." I feel ain't by a bar v'shiach ma'ara metalta maseicha. You don't need a shemira, even a bar v'shiach ma'ara. See, Yehuda is masking halfway. He holds asked the shtuk be hook of a dira, but he says it's enough to have a bar in there. That's enough to make a hook of a dira. Rabbi Kiva, I feel ain't by achas mikol elu metalta maseicha. Rabbi Kiva says you don't need anything. It's not hook of a dira. It's just like we hold. It's not hook of a dira. It's still metalta. V'achi about shivim amishrayim, shivim amishrayim. But it has to have. The maximum is 70 amas from Shiraim to Shiraim. Bigger than that, you have a problem already. But loy hukah v'dira, not hukah v'dira, it's still mutter metaltel as long as it's 70 by 70 and less. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im hoisa arko yasa arachva, fila am achas em metaltel masaycha. If this thing that's not hukah v'dira is rectangular, a little bit rectangular, sounds like Pashup Shat, we'll see the Gemara changes, but Pashup Shat is saying, Rabbi Lez is saying, if it's a little bit longer than wider, it's a little bit more than square, even though it's the right amount of square footage, it's not good. Even if it's 100 by 50, it's also good. Even if it's double, it's mamish rectangle, it's double the width, still, you ladder carrying it as long as it's less than a square footage of 70 by 70. Omer Avloi, Shemati im Rav Eliezer. I heard from Rav Eliezer about filu hikibes kor. I heard from Rav Eliezer that even if it's like a base core, which means it's very very big, still it's not a problem. It's not hukav adira. That's what I heard, and that's a major chiddush that even if it's not hukav adira, it could be more than 70 by 70, it could be a base core. And I heard two more chiddushim from Moshe. V'chein Shemati menu anchi chotzer. This is Zayt the Gazach that comes in over here. The halacha is that you have five houses open to a courtyard. You're not like carry from the courtyard into the house. What's the midrabanan? What's the reason? Even though it's all enclosed, what's the reason? Because the chatz is like a shesh rabim klapi the private house shesh yachid. The air of chatzer is what's called dika chala, and that unites everyone and binds everyone together and become one. Let's say they made a chala, and they chap, one guy forgot about it, he wasn't here, and they weren't zayich of him. And he's on Shabbos, he's sichab, he can't carry, this guy's in that part of the air. What can you do? The eitz is something called bittel. What he does is he's mvatel his reshus in the chatz to everyone else. He says, you know what, my thing in the chatz belongs to you. It's called bittel. Bittel reshusai. You can lie to her on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush lie to her on Shabbos. Tomorrow we'll talk about later on. You lie to her on Shabbos to make everyone else able to carry. But the problem is like this, that there's a Shaila, could he now carry from his house to the Chatzah? The guy was Mavatl. What's a Tzadnat? Tzadnat is, looks like he's being remachzik on his Rishos. If he starts carrying from the Chatzah to his house, it looks like he's always taking it back. So therefore, the Lach is, it could be he can't do that. So he heard from Rabbi Yezza like this, that Anche Chatzah Shach Echemem Vele Iriv, Beisei Osem Lachas Mohetzi Loi. Avalhem Mutter, he can't do it, or they can't do it for him, from his house to the thing. But for their own stuff, the other four people, they're allowed to carry from his house to the chatz of their kalim. They're allowed to carry their kalim from his house. And that doesn't look like taking it back. That was his chiddush, and that also was a chiddush, because Wilachas, he can't do anything like that. V'chein shemati menu, a third thing, we more zaitik, sheyotze barakuvim pesach, that the yotze with a certain type of vegetable for Mara on Pesach. V'chazarta kol tamido, v'kash lichava, I looked at all the tamidim, they say it over to anyone else, and he didn't find. V'loi matzasi. All these three chedushim, he did not find. He did not find any of these chedushim. And the Gemara, the last Gemara in the parak will explain what our kabulim is, what exactly it is. But l'maisam, at the point of the three chedushim here, and the first chedush was that even like a base core, not hook of a deer, a lot of carrying it, that's also, we don't pass like that. Loimet Sasi didn't find the chavar to it. Akapanim, that's our Mishnah. So Zog to Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain a lot of parts of our Mishnah. So first thing the Gemara is going to talk about is just the Loshon Va'oid. It says Va'oid. Last Mishnah said, Rudim Bava said that Pasiv Roy is only for Be'er HaRab. Then it says Va'oid on Rudim Bava that even if it's Huk of Adira, you have a limit. Not more than 70 Amos Shraim, 70 Amos Shraim. What's Loshon Va'oid? My Tana, the Tana Va'oid. What did he say before that says Va'oid? Ilema, like it doesn't pass over oid, like you don't say over oid on two different things. The one thing's talking about passive roid, it's talking about makarfa, but one has nothing to do with the other one. What's the oid? Ilema shum the tanila, chada la chumra, makana chisa. If that is like saying, but oid, not a chumra. The bear a ram was a chumra. He said, pass along with a ram. He said, not a chumra, they can't carry for more than 70 amps and amps, even with hook of a dira. So ilema shum the tanila, chada la chumra, makana chidi, vishum hachik tanila oid. For that it says va'oid, but I'll show you in the same parak. This parak is not an example where it's a chumra and doesn't say va'oid. But Rav Yehuda, the Torah lechad lechumra, the first Rav Yehuda in our parak says that pasi barayis can be more than beis asayim. Then it says Rav Yehuda says yisalker al stadim, he's makbir osi rabim vat machitzas. So it's two chumras. But Rav Yehuda, Torah lechad lechumra, Torah achrita, like Torah va'oid. It doesn't say va'oid. So you see, it doesn't say va'oid or chumra. So the Gemara Hashem asks the Rabbanon. There is a Rabbanon in between. The Rabbanon said Omrulai, and the first mission is Omrulai. What do you mean? You're allowed to have passive roy is bigger than Beis Hashem because Huk of Adira. So since the Rabbanon made a hefsek, doesn't say void. Hachol asks the Rabbanon. Here's the Rabbanon in between. Right? The Gemara v'chalekad asks the Rabbanon like Tani void. Is that true? If the Rabbanon mafsek doesn't say void, V'ar Rabbi Eliezer in Masechta Sukkah, there are two machlekes. There's two machlekes in Rabbi Eliezer Nechamim. One after another. The first one is Rav Eliezer Omer that there's 14 sudas to eat on Sukkot, morning and night. And Chachamim say no, only the first night. And then it says someone didn't eat the first. Rav Eliezer says someone didn't eat it the first night. Can you mashlim? And the Chachamim say no, you can't be mashlim. So why didn't it say va'oid over there? Teretz is afsukur rabbanon. But no, and there it does say va'oid. There in the Mishnah Sukkot says va'oid. I is afsukur rabbanon. It says va'oid on Rav Eliezer. So you see, even with hefsek rabbanon, can say va'oid. So the Gemara hasam milsa with the hefsek. There, the rabbanon and mafsek was in the same inyan. Here, the rabbanon would not be mafsek in something else. It wasn't the same inyan. There, it continued the same inyan. Both about sukkah, suda, sukkahs, and the rabbanon said You only first night it's chayva. Then next parah says, could you be mashlim the first night if you miss it? So it's all the same Indian. So I could say oid here. The next Mishnah, if I cannot start them, is a new Indian about Osi Rab and Batim Chitzis. So there, together with Afsukul Rabban, and it's an Indian on Seva Oid. So basically, the only time it says Va Oid is either it's the same Indian, and then even Afsukul Rabban, or even if it's different Indian, but you can't have a Hafsik of Rabban. You can't have a Hafsik of Rabban, then it says it. That's what it says Va Oid.